AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Deputy Homeland Security Secretary Blas Nunez-Nieto says there has been a big drop in border encounters over the first few days of new rules at the border with Mexico.
Over the last 3 days, we have seen approximately a 50% decrease in encounters compared to the days leading up to the end of Title 42. It is still early, though, and we are mindful that smugglers will continue to look for ways to take advantage of the change in border policies.
Nunez-Nieto says thousands more are moving through the expedited asylum process. The governor of Tennessee, Bill Lee, quietly signed off on additional protections for gun and ammunition dealers, manufacturers, and sellers against lawsuits within a bill that lawmakers passed after a deadly school shooting in March in Nashville. It seems Elon Musk will have a Twitter sitter. He must abide by a court ruling on an SEC settlement.
The settlement with the SEC required some of Musk's tweets first be approved by a Tesla attorney. It also called for Musk and Tesla to pay $20 million in civil fines over the tweets in which Musk said he had funding secured to take Tesla private. The funding wasn't secured and Tesla remains public. Musk had challenged a lower court ruling calling the pre-approval mandate a government-imposed muzzle that amounted to an illegal prior restraint on his speech. The appeals court disagreed. Julie Walker, New York.
Students in the Oakland Unified School District in California will return to full classroom instruction tomorrow after the district and teachers announced a tentative deal to end a strike. Police say a Jewish middle school teacher in Wisconsin was arrested for making terrorist threats towards students who drew swastikas on a paper in his classroom, telling them he had 17 guns in his basement and wasn't afraid to use them. This is AP News. The Biden administration is proposing conservationists be allowed to lease government land.
Tracy Stone Manning, the head of the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, says the administration proposal would make conservation an equal priority. Conservation groups or others would be allowed to buy leases to restore government land just as oil companies buy leases to drill or ranchers lease rangeland for grazing. It's happened before on a limited basis, but there's been no dedicated program for it. The idea is stirring debate over the best use of millions of acres of taxpayer-owned property in the West. Some Republican lawmakers attack the idea as a backdoor way to shut out mining, energy, and agricultural interests. Senator John Barrasso, a Wyoming Republican, attacked the proposed rule as making non-use a use. Joel Webster, with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership, says the final rule must ensure against unintended consequences. Tonight, senior agency officials are scheduled to host the first in a series of public meetings. Jennifer King, Washington.
Ed Donahue, AP News.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.